This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Wolves were outscored by 21 points after halftime last night and lost at home to Denver 127-114. Jaden McDaniels had 25 points and Julius Randle added 24. Anthony Edwards missed the game with a hamstring injury. Minnesota point guard Mike Conley Jr. says defense was lacking.
It's early. Obviously, it's still early. You know, we've had different lineups. We've got guys in that lineup. Changes things a little bit, but our principles are our principles, and that's on us as players. We have to, you know, just lean into that more and more. We know who we can be. We know who we are.
The Wolves will host the Lakers tomorrow night at the Target Center. The Minnesota United and Seattle Sounders played to a scoreless regulation draw. That sent the match to penalty kicks last night in St. Paul, and the Loons won it 3-2. That gives them a 1-0 series lead in the opening round of the MLS playoffs. Head coach Eric Ramsey says they got the win, and that's all that counts.
It wasn't spectacular, but it was effective, and we've ultimately got what we wanted.
Game two of the best of three series is Monday. The Wild are on home ice tonight. They welcome Winnipeg for a 7 o'clock game. The Vikings will be without Carson Wentz for the rest of the season. He'll undergo shoulder surgery later this week. That means J.J. McCarthy's the expected starter when the Vikes visit Detroit on Sunday. Other injury news, left tackle Christian Darrisaw says he's feeling good.
My knee feels great. There's nothing wrong with my knee. Doc did a great job with the surgery, and I attacked the rehab process here. Things have really been feeling good.
Sunday's game will kick at noon. Back to work for the Golden Gophers and head coach P.J. Fleck, who says quarterback Drake Lindsey will work hard to bounce back from Saturday's loss at Iowa.
I think he's doing a really good job of preparing, of being able to have a great response mechanism built in, and he's already started this week even better than he did last week. So he's built for that piece, but that doesn't make him immune to having a hard game.
Minnesota will host Michigan State this Saturday afternoon. This is MNN Sports.